There was no reason to give up hope. That tree lighting ceremony at the school, those kids believed, and when kids believe, it's easy for adults to believe.
Barron County, Wisconsin Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald, 3 months after she vanished when her parents were found shot dead in their home, 13-year-old Jamie Kloss was found alive in a remote area 2 counties away. He'd asked a woman walking a dog for help after she escaped her kidnapper. Now a man faces charges in this case. And joining us, Sheldon Dutez, news anchor at WISN-TV in Milwaukee. Sheldon, so many calling her survival a miracle, and we're learning more about the man in custody.
Yes, we are. We know that police have identified him as Jake Patterson. He's 21 years old, and no possible connections at this point to the family. They're still trying to figure out his motive in all of this because there was no prior connection on social media. He's not even from the town where Jamie disappeared and where her parents were murdered. So authorities are saying that this was a targeted attack across the board, but they're still trying to figure out why, considering the fact that he is from about an hour north of where the alleged crimes happened.
How did this all come to an end?
Jamie disappeared mid-October or so, and her parents were murdered that same day that she disappeared. So she was in the home when this happened, and this was in mid-October. So a woman was out walking her dog in Douglas County, Wisconsin. Jamie came running up to this woman, told her who she was and that who her captor was. This woman flagged down a neighbor. They called 911, and that's when the officers and deputies intervened.
Sheldon, the community never gave up hope despite all those difficult months.
They did not. It's really remarkable. This is a town of maybe 3,400 people or so. And even here at the sheriff's office, there was a Christmas tree that's still up that was decorated in Jamie's honor. And there's a ribbon at the top of the tree instead of a star. And it says, "Prayers for Jamie." Those prayers have been answered. So many people in this community rallying behind this family, looking, searching, praying, hoping, and all of that's been restored.
Certainly relieved with this outcome. Sheldon Dutez with us on Reporters Roundup.